This presentation has a large number of co-authors. It is a multi-site study based in both New York City and in San Francisco. There are no financial conflict relationships to disclose. We keep wondering how in the world people working in the drug field would ever get a financial conflict. That I think we're really on we're not on the money side of the drug business. Okay. Both HIV and hepatitis C are very prevalent among drug users in the U.S., and there are very large racial ethnic disparities for HIV infection, particularly among people who inject drugs. That in the U.S. right now, if you're ethnic minority, African American or Hispanic, you're approximately twice as likely to be infected with HIV than if you're a white person who injects drugs. So part of the reason for this particular study was to look at stigma and discrimination, both related to use of illicit drugs and to ethnic minority status and how those may affect access to healthcare services. We had 192 people recruited. I mentioned there were locations in New York City and in San Francisco, including methadone programs, HIV primary care clinics, and syringe exchange programs. Interviews were conducted using laptops, and they covered the following topics: HIV, HCV testing and treatment, healthcare access and utilization, and broad experiences with and perceptions of stigmatization related to both race, ethnicity, and drug use. The discrimination, stigmatization scales were developed from the Kaiser Family Foundation survey of race, ethnicity, and medical care that was adapted to assess perceptions of drug user-based discrimination. The interviews took about 30 minutes, and people were paid $20 for their time. I mentioned that there were individual measures of perceived racial and ethnic discrimination. These were adapted from the Kaiser survey. Three scales were developed to assess the two different types of discrimination: the perceptions of racial and ethnic-based discrimination, perceptions of drug user-based discrimination, and satisfaction with health care. And then using logistic and linear regressions, the discrimination scales and racial ethnic indicators were used to predict having a regular doctor, having a regular source of medical care, meaning something other than the emergency room, having consistent health insurance in the last 6 months, and satisfaction with medical care. These are some of the scale items for the drug user-based discrimination scale. You can see that they generally reflect perceived discrimination based on one's use of illicit drugs. And the scale had good internal consistency with an alpha of 0.8. For the racial ethnic discrimination items, they're again fairly similar, and the scale had very good internal consistency with an alpha of 0.88. There was a moderately strong correlation between the two scales of R equals 0.52. So there's a considerable amount of overlap in these perceived discriminations. But it's certainly not the same factor in both scales. The satisfaction scale was basically yes, no questions in terms of how they felt doctors or healthcare providers treated them, including whether the doctor or provider knew enough to ask relevant questions, could explain things in a way that the patient could understand, paid attention to the patient and the patient's concerns. And then a final question of how satisfied were you with the quality of care you received at the most recent visit. This scale also had good internal consistency with an alpha of 0.78. These are the demographics of the sample. I mentioned there was 192 subjects, 100 of them from San Francisco, a good, fairly even distribution by race, ethnicity. Most of them did have a regular doctor, 71%. 63% were HCV positive, 39% were HIV positive. I mentioned there was being done at an HIV clinic. About half of them were currently injecting drugs. And one interesting thing is that they were middle-aged, average age of about 45, with a wide range, however, from 21 to 67. But these are more or less our classic heroin users who probably started in the 60s or 70s. They're not the new heroin users who are switching from prescription drugs. Okay. In terms of the measurements on the scales, there were relatively equal means in terms of perceived discrimination on the drug user-based scale of about 2.8 for the three racial ethnic groups. On the perceptions of racial ethnic discrimination, there were, again, similarities, though the non-Hispanic whites were lower, slightly lower. And in terms of the satisfaction with their health care, again, there was very, very similar means on these, on this scale. In terms of healthcare access, there were differences in terms of not having a regular doctor, with 20% of the non-Hispanic blacks not having a regular doctor, compared to 32 and 35% of the two other racial groups. In terms of not having consistent health insurance in the last 6 months, again, non-Hispanic blacks had the worst outcome, with 26% of them not having consistent health insurance, and not having regular source of health care, in terms of not having consistent health insurance, the non-Hispanic blacks actually did the best, with only 26% not having consistent health insurance. And for not having a regular source of health care, again, similar pattern of the African non-Hispanic blacks, 22% not having a regular source of health care for the last 6 months. We then wanted to see if the perceptions of discrimination and stigmatization explain some of these differences in access to health care. So we did multiple logistic regression to get adjusted odds ratios. And for the non-Hispanic blacks compared to the non-Hispanic whites, there was a significant difference for not having a regular doctor. And there was a similar not having a regular source of medical care. And the racial ethnic discrimination was a significant factor for not having a regular doctor and not having consistent health insurance. Okay. For having a regular doctor, the non-Hispanic black drug users' stronger perceptions about the impact of racial discrimination were strongly associated with not having a regular doctor. So the more discriminated you felt, the more likely you were to not have a regular doctor. For consistent health insurance, also for the non-Hispanic blacks, the more discrimination you perceived, the more likely you were to not have consistent health insurance. However, for a regular source of health care, the model showed that the perceived discrimination was actually associated with being more likely to have a regular source of medical care. Okay. This was basically a preliminary exploration of perceived discrimination and actual access to health care, and trying to find out how much does perceived discrimination explain differential access to health care. There were significant relationships in terms of health care access, although the finding that the non-black Hispanic drug users were more likely to have a regular source of health care was contrary to previous findings and needs further study with a larger sample size and probably a more diverse group of subjects. In terms of limitations, we did not have the resources to do the study in Spanish, so that all of the Spanish-speaking subjects had to speak English. The sample size is moderate. The participants of the three types of programs, syringe exchange, MMTP, and HIV care, were all people receiving some form of health care. We need to do more study with people who are really not receiving health care to examine the relationship between perceptions of discrimination based on either race or drug use to get a more complete understanding. Okay. And finally, would like to acknowledge support by multiple NIH grants. Thank you.